This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Your perspective on tax day will vary directly with the size of your refund or balance due, of course. But while you might be done with your return, for the Internal Revenue Service, tax season doesn't really end on April the 15th. The IRS has to collect everything and then decide which returns to audit. Catch is, there are places in this country where the IRS is auditing more, that is, doing more audits per taxpayer than any other place in this country. The most heavily audited county in the country is Humphrey County's Mississippi. Paul Keel covers the Internal Revenue Service for ProPublica. Paul, thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So first thing I guess I need you to do for me, and everybody out there who might not know, is tell us a little bit about Humphreys County, Mississippi.
It's a rural, poor county in the Mississippi Delta, mostly African American. And it's apparently famous, as I learned recently, for its catfish.
I did not know that.
Yes, both catfish farms.
That's amazing. It is also the object of intense scrutiny by the Internal Revenue Service of the United States. Why?
Because lots of poor people live there. That's the reason. And the people who live there are working poor, and they claim something called the Earned Income Tax Credit, which is one of our country's biggest anti-poverty programs. Mm-hmm. It's a program that sort of famously has bipartisan roots. It's praised by economists across the spectrum in terms of how efficient it is, in terms of targeting money to people who need it and who will spend it.
Okay. So lots of people in Humphreys County, Mississippi, get the Earned Income Tax Credit. Why is the IRS so interested in the Earned Income Tax Credit, I guess, is the next question.
Yeah. So since the 1990s, Republicans in Congress have put a lot of pressure on IRS to prevent payments going to people who didn't deserve the credit or who didn't qualify for the credit. There is IRS research showing that, you know, there's a number of people who claim it who don't qualify. Mm-hmm. And the IRS says the main reason for that is it's very complicated. Just because someone, a kid, is a dependent doesn't necessarily mean that they're a qualifying child under the credit. And essentially what happens is letters are spit out by computers that go out all over the country to people who get this credit. And usually what people are asked to do is prove that the right child who they've claimed under this credit qualifies.
Right. And a disproportionate amount of those people live in Humphreys County. We're going to put a map from y'all's story online. But if you look at a map, it's actually kind of stunning. The most audited counties in the United States by the Internal Revenue Service are in this belt that runs through the Deep South. And I'm going to guess there's some poverty correlation there as well, which is to say the IRS audits more poor people than it does rich people.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the map, you see the South, but you also see Native American reservations up in South Dakota and Arizona. You see mostly Latino counties along the Texas border with Mexico. So, yeah, it is, in a way, a map of poverty in this country. But the thing to keep in mind is, again, people are claiming this credit because they are working during the year.
Maybe this is just me, but wouldn't it make more sense for the Internal Revenue Service to audit people where the money is as opposed to people where the money isn't?
Yeah, it's a good question. So what has happened was Congress has drained the IRS of resources going back for the last 8 years. And when you go up the income scale and you're talking about audits of business owners, the wealthy, corporations, those are very labor-intensive audits that you need skilled people to even start those audits. And so those audit rates have gone down much faster than these other audits at the lower end of the income scale. And like I said, these get started in an automated fashion. These letters are spit out. Right. And they do have to send their documents in to prove that, for instance, their two-year-old lived with them for over 6 months of the year, which is usually what they have to prove. That's when a person of the IRS end needs to look at it. And that's where the bottleneck is right now. So, you know, I've talked to people who get a letter after they send their documents in saying, I'm sorry, it's going to be at least 6 months before the IRS is even going to look at this stuff. Right. In the meantime, you didn't get that refund that you were counting on to, you know, catch up on your car payment or make your rent or what have you.
Which is the purpose of the Earned Income Tax Credit to begin with, right?
Yeah, people use it. It's a big deal to low-income communities. So the real damage oftentimes is not getting their refund when they're counting for it.
Right. Paul Keel, a reporter at ProPublica, doing a whole bunch of work, that whole shop is actually, on the Internal Revenue Service. Paul, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.